From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison. Today's jobs report shows 157,000 new jobs created in January. It also has unemployment edging up to 7.9%. But the report also tells us we added a lot more jobs near the end of last year than we thought. With us now to talk more about this is Alan Krueger. He chairs President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we have an unemployment rate rising in January, but also strong news about hiring at the end of last year. What do you see in these numbers?
You know, each month I try to take a step back as the numbers come in. And this month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics incorporated fairly large revisions to the past year. So that shows you how the numbers can move around. I think we see a pattern of a job market that's healing. It's not back to full health. We have a ways to go. Because so many jobs were lost during the Great Recession that began at the end of 2007.
I want to look also at those end-of-year revisions again, because the retail jobs were especially strong there. But now people are taking home less pay because of higher Social Security taxes. There's less money out there for consumers to spend. I mean, how much of a concern is that to you, people not having as much money to put out there as consumers?
Well, that's one reason why I think it's so important that Washington doesn't get in the way of the economy and doesn't impose additional problems like the sequester or the scheduled spending cuts. We saw a sign of what kind of impact the sequester can have in the GDP numbers that were released a couple of days ago. We saw the biggest drop in federal defense spending in 40 years. That's what caused GDP to be negative last quarter.
Let's talk more about that GDP number from earlier in the week, because it did surprise people by dropping a tenth of a percent in the last quarter. How do you square when all these numbers are coming in and often telling a very contradictory story?
Well, there were components of GDP that were strong. Consumer spending was strong. Business investment in equipment and software was strong. Residential construction was strong. And if you look at today's employment numbers, we see that we've added construction jobs, almost 100,000 over the last 4 months. And that's a big turnaround from what had been happening in construction. GDP tells a more complicated story because it was dragged down so much by the 22% decline at an annual rate in federal defense spending and also by a big swing in inventories, which was possibly related to Hurricane Sandy, which made it harder for supply chains to operate and harder for businesses to restock their inventories.
Okay, Alan Krueger, Chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.